Athabasca, 25 young athletes from Alberta and BC landed on Athabasca's fairways August 18-19 to compete in the second annual, C-tier Alberta Junior Disc Golf Championship. Youth competed across 7 age categories in the 2-round event on the 18-hole Rocky Lane Fairways course, located 7 kilometers south of town, with some players as young as 5 competing. Gavin Beamish, 15, from Spruce Grove finished first overall, posting a cumulative score of 28 under par, which was 118. Nolan Litvick, 16, who hails from Camrose, took home first place in the mixed junior 18 and under category, and has big ambitions for his future in the sport. Opening round play started at 9:30 a.m., Saturday, while the final round kicked off just before 2 p.m., in which 22 players from around Alberta and BC participated. "I'll probably play until the end of October, and then putt in the winter," said Litvick following the award ceremony, and added that next season will be his first in the men's professional open. Calgary-based James Gullicker, 8, was awarded with Most Improved Player, which recognized the participant with the biggest change in score from last year's event as he took first place in the mixed junior 8 and under division. Tournament director and executive director of Alberta Youth Disc Golf Eric Anderson said the event, and even the sport itself, is about more than scores and prizes. "They're not just playing a sport today, they're learning some life skills," he said. "I feel like what I'm doing isn't just about disc golf. What I'm really doing is building community, building people, building character. That's actually what it means to me." The inaugural championship was held in 2022 at WJ Homestead Disc Golf Course south of Calgary, and also saw 26 athletes compete. Players who placed second and third in their division this year were awarded discs, and first place winners received discs and trophies. Unofficial tournament results, player standings, and scorecards can be found here. Disc golf, also known as frisbee golf, is a sport where players traverse 9 or 18 hole courses with frisbee-like discs, aim at baskets rather than holes, and attempt to complete their rounds with the lowest throw count possible. A labor of love. Rocky Lane Fairways owner Greg Rosman said maintaining the course and preparing for an event like the championship is a labor of love. "Keeping the grounds groomed, all the branches trimmed, and all the lines marked to make it a good event takes quite a few hours, but it's all worth it," said Rosman. "It's just incredible for the kids to have a good time and enjoy what we have to offer for them and makes all the work worthwhile." Anderson is dedicated to promoting the sport and said that holding the championship in a place like Athabasca is a way to include players from more remote areas. "It also didn't hurt that the family-friendly atmosphere, accommodations, and amenities at Rocky Lane Fairways made it the perfect venue. For me, I think it's incredible," said Rosman, and added, "it brings people to town to showcase our community and what we have to offer, so it's pretty cool." Lexi Freehill, TownandCountryToday.com.